The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
And welcome, everyone, to episode 23 of the Five-Star Match Game. I'm your humble host and three-time Dup Cup winner, Joe Gagne. And today, we are celebrating the first 8 years of everyone's favorite early 2000s promotion, Total Nonstop Action. And when I first announced we were doing a show on TNA, everyone asked, is Garrett Kidney going to be a contestant? And the answer is no, because his TNA knowledge dwarfs everyone on the planet. And he's also hosting a new podcast on the history of TNA. So that would feel a bit unfair, but we could not let this pass without him being present. We have him here as a guest judge, scorekeeper, what have you. Garrett, how you doing?
Hello. You referred to yourself as a three-time Duff Cup champion. When did you beat Tio?
Oh, you don't want to know about that, let me tell you. We'll save that for the final round. No, I don't.
Poor Tio losing his Duff Cup. It's the one title he ever won in TNA, and you've taken it from him, Joe.
Believe me, I am a taker. So, we have our judge, but let's talk about our panel. What a panel we have today. Up first, multi-time guest, former champion, the host of Music of the Mat, right here, the Voices of Wrestling, and a fine New England boy, Mr. Andrew Rich. Andrew, how you doing?
Hey, Joe, I'm doing good. Good to be back here. Yeah, that's right. I'm a former champion, former two-time champion, to be specific, of course.
Oh, wow.
Going for my third gold here, and I'm going to use all my knowledge of Phi Delta Slam and Triton to get there, so let's do it to it, baby. Come on.
Remember, you win five, you get a free Subway sandwich.
Oh, goody. So
make sure you get your ticket punched if you win.
Is that what the five and five-star match game means?
Ah, you cracked the code. And also up next, first-time contestant, another contributor to Voices of Wrestling, and the screenwriter for the smash hit movie The Accountant, it's Fred Moreland. Fred, how goes it?
It's wonderful. I'm working on The Accountant 2, where there's more murder and Jackson Pollock paintings, but less math somehow.
I'm glad The Accountant 2 can follow Dynamite, and we can have a bookend of
that's right.
Accountant, just smash hit ratings all around. And last and never least, a host of the Pod Van Dam podcast, where marks on the internet ask the questions they think are interesting. It's Ed Cody. Ed, how you doing?
I'm very excited. I'm less nervous now. I saw when Gary got on the call, and that made me very nervous. But now that I know he's not a contestant, I feel a little...
Yes, no, I didn't tell you who you were playing against, so I guess that would be a little intimidating if Gary just showed up.
I'm just here to scare people. That's like, they just see my name. It's like, oh, no.
That's the best you can do sometimes. So we have five games of Power Pack Trivia, including a brand new game we will roll out in a little bit. But up first, it's an old favorite. Let's start with round one. What's the stipulation? Had to do this one. For this game, I'll give you a match from a TNA pay-per-view. You told me the stipulation it was competed under. So if I said any match at lockdown, you'd hopefully respond, cage match. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Everyone gets five questions. Andrew, you're up first. Are you ready?
Let's do it. Come on.
All right. You get AJ Styles versus Christopher Daniels from Against All Odds 2005.
It would be an Iron Man match.
Oh, that's correct. You are on the board. Okay, Fred, you get Sabu versus Abyss from Turning Point 2005.
It's an Abyss match. I'm assuming it's a Monster Balls. Monster Ball, single ball. Monster Balls is my favorite Halloween tree. Please, no further questions.
No, there's a Barbed Wire Massacre match.
Okay.
All right, Ed, you have Samoa Joe versus Jeff Jarrett from No Surrender 2004.
Fans Revenge match.
Oh, that's correct. Fans Revenge.
Yes.
All right, Andrew, back to you. You have Monty Brown versus Abyss from Turning Point 2004.
Was that I think it was called the Serengeti Survival Match.
Oh, it sure was. That's correct. All right, Fred, back to you. You have LAX versus America's Most Wanted from Turning Point 2006.
Okay. I think that was that a flag, like a raise the flag match?
Flag match is correct. You are on the board.
That was during the Defender of U.S. History P.D. Williams era. Famous American not wanting to burn the American flag, P.D.
All right, Ed, back to you. You have Raven versus Larry Zbysko from Victory Road 2006.
Hair versus hair match?
That's correct. It's perfect so far. Andrew, back to you. You have Christian Cage versus Abyss from Sacrifice 2006.
Full Metal Mayhem.
Full Metal Mayhem is correct. Andrew stays perfect. Fred, back to you. You get Eric Young versus Miss Brooks from Turning Point 2006.
I have no recollection of even reading about this one. I'm just going to go with no count out.
No, it was a bikini match, so not quite. All right, Ed, back to you. You get Team 3D versus the James Gang from Slammiversary 2006.
Man, I don't really know, but it's Team 3D, so I'm going to guess tables match.
That was the Bingo Hall Brawl.
Oh, God.
All right, Andrew, back to you. You have Senshi versus Austin Starr from Destination X 2007.
Was that a submission match?
You're close. We need a little more detail.
Okay. Was that an I Quit match?
No, it was a Crossface Chicken Wing match.
Ah, all right.
For the honor of Mr. Backlund.
All right.
Okay, Fred, back to you. You have Sting versus Abyss from Against All Odds 2007.
I think this was actually my plan for Abyss, was just to spam Monster Ball until I got it right. So let's go for it again.
No, it was a Prison Yard match.
Oh, God damn it.
All right, Ed, back to you. You have Bobby Roode versus Eric Young from Turning Point 2007.
Was that the Tar and Feather match?
Garrett, can we get a ruling here? Is this, I don't know the exact.
Because the result was the person who lost would be tarred and feathered. So I think that's acceptable.
All right, we'll accept that as a humiliation match. Boy, that's helpful having a guest judge, I got to say. To book Garrett more often. All right, Andrew, your final question. You have Jay Lethal versus Sanjay Dutt from Hard Justice 2008.
That was, I believe it was a ladder match. Or a lover or a leaper ladder match or something like that, or? Is that what it was?
Wrong month. It's the wrong month. That was the No Surrender 2008 match.
Damn it.
This was the Black Tie Ball and Chain match.
Okay.
Fred, your final question of the round. Team 3D versus Beer Money from Destination X 2009.
Oh, God. I remember reading this one. It's something to do with, addiction or something, or sobering up. I remember it was a really dumb title and I was just like, yes, I am reading about TNA. That is correct. I'm just gonna go with a street fight and hope that's right enough.
Karen, what do you think? He was kind of on the right path for a bit there.
He was, but he didn't. The name of the match has nothing to do with the match as well, though, because it's it's the Off the Wagon Challenge.
That's right.
Which means the losing, Team 3D would have to disband if they lost, and they Team Canada disbanded in an Off the Wagon Challenge in the build-up. So I'm shooting you down. Sorry.
Fair enough.
All right, Ed, your final question: Curry Man and Shark Boy versus Team 3D, Destination X 2008.
Oh, man, I know what it is. I just don't know the dumb Vince Russo name for it. It's that street fight with the fish.
Yeah, it's a fish market street fight. So, yeah. You know what? You got all the words pretty much for me. That's good enough for me. So that is correct. So, Gary, were you keeping score? I was, but I don't know if you want to announce the scores or not, if you were keeping score.
I wasn't, so I'll leave it to you.
Not a problem. We have Ed in the lead with 4, Andrew with 3, Fred right behind with 1, with plenty of game left to play.
I will keep this role strictly ceremonial.
Can I just say that years ago, there was a very short-lived TNA podcast on this network called Stipulation, and now you see why. So there you go.
All right, we're on to round two. A winner is who? This game, I'll give you a match or stipulation, or situation, I should say. You tell me who won it. So if I said the main event of the first TNA weekly pay-per-view, you hopefully respond Ken Shamrock. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Everyone gets 5 questions. Fred, you're up first. Are you ready?
I am.
All right. The first match on the first TNA pay-per-view.
That would be the Flying Elvises.
That is correct. All right, Ed, you get the first Ultimate X match. TNA number 59.
Michael Shane?
Michael Shane is correct. All right, Andrew. You get the first King of the Mountain match. TNA number 97.
That would be none other than the King of the Mountain himself, Mr. Jeff Jarrett.
Oh, that's an excellent guess. You are correct. All right, Fred, back to you. You have the first Full Metal Mayhem match.
I want to say that was that Monty Brown?
Oh, it was Abyss. I'm sorry.
Gosh.
All right, Ed, you get the first Monsters Ball match.
Abyss?
No, that was Monty Brown.
Oh.
In reverse. Andrew, back to you. The match with the famous Elix Skipper Cage Walk. Who won that match?
America's Most Wanted.
That is correct. Fred, back to you. You get the main event of TNA's biggest pay-per-view during this period.
Samoa Joe.
That is correct. Lockdown 2008. Okay, Ed, you get Jushin Liger's first match in TNA.
Samoa Joe.
That is correct.
Wait, is Samoa Joe the answer to all these questions?
Andrew, you get the only TNA match to get 5 stars from Dave Meltzer. Who won that match?
That's a match with Samoa Joe, but it was AJ Styles who won that match.
Yes, and let it be known, I had Samoa Joe as the answer until Garrett corrected me. So I did want all the answers to be Samoa Joe.
If you're wondering who fact checks the fact checkers, that's my job.
He's the investigator of this show. All right, Fred, back to you. You get the first Lockdown main event.
Let's go with Christian Cage.
Oh, it's AJ Styles. I'm sorry. Okay. Ed, back to you. The first Elevation X match.
AJ Styles.
No, it was Rhino.
Rhino.
What was Elevation X? I don't even remember this.
It was a scaffold match.
It's a scaffold match with the X, Ultimate X, like shape.
Oh. So. Okay.
And Rhino did beat AJ, to be fair.
All right, Andrew, back to you. The gauntlet for the gold to determine the first TNA women's champion.
Gail Kim.
That's correct. All right, last questions of the round. Fred, who won the infamous reverse battle royal?
Not the viewers. I'm going to go with Jarrett, I think.
That was Abyss, I'm sorry. All right, Ed, you get the first match with a title change on Impact Television. Not a pay-per-view, their television show.
I kind of remember, was it the Naturals?
Oh, it was AMW. They won the tag titles on the very first episode, Impact. And Andrew, your final question is, the first ladder match in TNA history.
Was it Jerry Lynn?
It was actually Sabu from TNA number 5.
Oh, right.
There Andrew, was not listening
Mission
to
versus
Garrett's
ladder
podcast.
Match, no less. Yeah, you would have known this if you're listening to You've Got to Be Kidding Me, Andrew.
Okay, so at the end of that round, we have Andrew now in the lead with 7, Ed with 6, Fred right behind with 3. And let me just say right now, time for a quick ad read for HelloFresh. HelloFresh offers 50 menu and market items to choose from every week, including vegetarian, calorie smart, and gourmet options, providing plenty of variety. Ingredients travel from the farm to your door within a week, so you get the convenience without skimping on the quality. It's fall, school's back in session, I have a million things going on. I need meals made quickly. Believe me, it is a lifesaver. Highly recommend the Firecracker Meatballs. I can give a literal chef's kiss because I prepare them. So go to HelloFresh.com/VOW14. Use code VOW14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. Again, HelloFresh.com/VOW14. And use code VOW14. Do it today. All right, time for round 3 of List 'em and Learn. Okay, for this round, I will give you a category, say every stipulation TNA ever did. We'll say there have been 7,000. Player 1 will give the number they can name off the top of their head, say 5,000. Player 2 then has the option to name more or challenge player 1. If you say you can name more, you don't have to increase by one. You can name as many as you want. It goes back and forth until someone is challenged, at which point the player challenged has to name the proper number of names. Do so, you get 2 points. Get anything wrong, your opponent gets 2 points. Everyone gets 2 questions with a chance to go first and also challenge. All right, Fred, you're in third right now, so we have 3 categories. One of them has 20 items on it, one has 13, and one has 36. So which one would you want to go first on?
I'll go with a 13.
13, all right. This is you and Ed.
Okay.
All right. TNA used both the NWA title and later the TNA title as their top male championship. 13 men held one or both of those titles from the first TNA show up to December 31st, 2009. How many can you name?
Let's go with 9.
All right, 9. All right, Ed, you challenge or can you name more?
I can name 10.
10.
I think I can name 11.
All right, 11.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, we have a challenge for 11.
All right, so Ken Shamrock, TNA legend. Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah, 2.
Raven Rhino.
3 and 4.
Christian Cage.
5.
Sting.
Sting gives you 6.
AJ Styles. Samoa Joe.
7, 8.
Kurt Angle.
Gives you 9.
Ron Killings.
Ron Killings gives you 10.
Okay, and of course this is when the brain shuts down. Give me 1 second here. Abyss.
Abyss gives you 11. Well done. Any guesses on the 2 names that are missing?
No, I'm just out of completely no.
Okay, well.
No good ones.
Nick Foley and Rey Gonzalez, which I guess was recognized after the fact. Is this true?
Yeah, I remember that.
I was very worried somebody would very cockily be like, I can name them all. And like, I wouldn't have said Rey Gonzalez. Nobody in a million years would have said Rey Gonzalez.
I know.
It was like Jarrett went down to Puerto Rico. They did a dusty finish. I think he's technically recognized as champion, but like not officially TNA. I never recognized it in canon. So it's one of those weird technicality middle ground things.
Like 1978 Ric Flair booking or self booking, really.
Yeah. All right. That's 2 points for Fred. All right, Ed, you have the choice between the question with 20 items or 36.
Let's go with 36.
All right. For you and Andrew, 36 individuals can say they competed on the very first TNA pay-per-view. How many can you name?
I can name 12.
12. Wow. All right. Andrew, what you got?
Might as well go with 15.
15?
Yeah, to do it.
All right. 15.
All right. I can name one of them, or 6 of them quite easily. AJ Styles.
There you go. There's 1.
Low Key.
Gives you 2.
Jerry Lynn. Jorge Estrada.
Gives you 4.
Sonny Siaki.
Gives you 5.
Jimmy Yang.
Let me find him. There you are at 6.
James Storm.
James Storm gives you 7.
Psychosis.
Remember Psychosis. That gives you 8.
7 more. Jeff Jarrett.
Gives you 9.
Scott Hall.
Scott Hall gives you 10.
5 Ryan more. Chris, 5 more?
Yep.
Ken Shamrock.
Who'd you say before that?
Ken Shamrock or before that?
Before that. Ken Shamrock is correct, but I thought you said another name.
Oh, I was about to say that this name actually, Brian Christopher.
That's correct. That gives you 12. We need 3 more.
Rick Steiner. Conan.
Conan, we need 1 more.
And the infamous not Scott Steiner guy, which was Del Rios.
I didn't expect Del Rios.
What a one to end on. Yeah.
What a name to pull. My goodness.
There are more, of course, but I wanted to put him in there for sure.
Del Rios. Hell, my word. Names not mentioned. Bo Dupp, Bruce, Buff Bagwell, Chris Harris, Christian York, Devin Storm, Gran Apollo, Hollywood, Joey Matthews, Justice, K-Crush, Lash LaRue, Malice, Norman Smiley, Richard Johnson, Rod Johnson, Stand Up Steve Carino, Tio, and the Vampire Warrior. That's 2 points to Andrew. Very well done. This leaves us with one final question between Andrew and Fred. Let's see. From the creation of the X Division title through December 31st, 2009, 21 men held the title. How many can you name? We'll give Suicide, since that could answer a whole lot of things. So there are 20 left.
Okay.
Andrew, how many can you name?
Let's start easy with 10.
10. All right, Fred.
14.
14. Okay.
Go with 16. Hmm.
16 for Andrew. Wow.
I'll go with 17.
Oh.
Screw it. 18.
Okay, go for it.
Why not, right? Go bigger.
Yeah,
go home.
Sure, yeah.
Why not? I have to actually write these down myself here. So, AJ Styles.
That gives you one.
Low-key / Senshi, of course.
Gives you two.
Jerry Lynn.
Yeah, it gives you three.
Six-Pack or Sean Waltman or whatever his name was.
Yep. Four.
Chris Sabin.
Sabin gives you five.
Michael Shane.
There he is. That gives you six. We are a third of the way there.
Frankie Kazarian.
Yep, Kazarian, yep.
Gives Samoa seven. Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe gives you eight.
Sonny Siaki.
Sonny Siaki, halfway there. You are at nine.
I believe. All right. Oh, Christopher Daniels.
That gives you 10.
Amazing Red.
Amazing Red gives you 11.
Homicide.
Homicide gives you 12.
Okay. Jay Lethal. Yep. Jay Lethal.
Jay Lethal gives you 13.
Kurt Angle.
Gives you 14.
Kid Cash.
Yep. Kid Cash gives you up to 15. Three more.
Okay, okay.
Oh, we're getting into the weeds here, aren't we? The deep pools.
Oh, we certainly are. Oh, baby. I'm trying to go back to... Petey Williams.
Petey Williams gives you 16. We need two more.
Okay, okay. Eric Young.
Eric Young gives you 17. One more.
Alex Shelley.
Gives you 18.
There nice. We go.
Well done.
Yeah.
Very well done.
Thank Does you. Anyone have any guesses on the two names not mentioned?
None.
It was Johnny Devine and Sheik Abdul Bashir.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh.
Some deep pulls there for sure. Okay. After three rounds, Andrew in the lead with 11, Ed with 6, Fred with 5, as we have two rounds left to play. And our new game, I like to call Promo Class. This game,
oh God,
Garrett will read you a line from a TNA promo. You tell me who said it. So if he said, "I'm the Antichrist of pro wrestling," you hopefully respond, "Vince Russo." Everyone gets 5 quotes. Correct answers worth 1 point apiece. Ed, are you ready for your first question? Are you first?
Sure quote? Am.
All right. Garrett, are you ready?
Part of my brain was like, I'll do an impression of them. It's like, no, that's a
no, deal. That will not help.
Instead of Hulk Hogan coming to TNA, I took TNA to Hulk Hogan.
Jeff Jarrett.
It's correct.
I'm not an angry black man. I'm just the damn truth. And the truth will no longer be denied.
It would be Ron Killings.
Hey, Crush is correct. All right, Fred, you're up now.
But wait, the story gets better. Thank God. Thank the gods above WCW got sold, and I got out of that hellhole. I was done with professional wrestling, but I got a call from my old buddy Jeff Jarrett.
Is this Tony Schiavone?
No, it's Vince Russo.
I should actually listen to that promo sometime. There's a lot of knowledge here based upon watching TNA, which I do not fulfill. So,
all right, Ed, back to you.
And tonight, Fat Joe, or whatever you want to call it, you call him what you want. I call him a hippophant. Half hippo, half elephant. Hippophant. And you, Rhino, a herbivore, to my today, you don't know what that means. I know you don't. But you're a plant eater.
That's gotta be Scott Steiner, right?
No, it's actually Monty Brown.
Monty Brown.
That promo when the building caught fire.
it's the best promo of all time.
Scott Steiner would not know the word herbivore. Okay, that kind of gave it away right there.
Surely a Michigan man.
Maybe somebody taught it to him that day and he thought it would be funny to use.
It took every fiber of my being. Monty Brown, the second hippophant of that sentence, he goes so high pitched. He's like, hippophant. And I was like, resist the urge.
All right, Andrew, back to you.
I don't only have one, but I have 2 degrees, one in physical education and the other in liberal arts, which pretty much makes me a genius. Plus, I watch CSI, Law and Order, and 24, which means I can crack a pretty good case.
Oh, man. Derek Young?
Oh, Kurt Angle, actually.
Ah, all right.
For that physical education degree.
Oh, right. Yeah.
All right. Fred, back to you.
Sullivan, if you're here to pass the torch to me, you're a few years too late.
Oh, is that it?
That's it, yes.
Okay. God. AJ Styles?
That was Raven, actually.
Can I just say, Joe, you've got the, like, disappointed quiz host, you're wrong answer voice down.
Thank you.
So perfect.
I'll help you get some more reps in, don't worry.
All right, Ed, back to you.
Okay.
You see, I found out why TNA management wasn't calling me, because they heard I had a bad attitude, that I resented authority, and that I got a bad problem with people. Well, that's right. I've been arrested. I've been in jail. I've been put in lockdown, and I apologize for nothing.
Oh my God, that explains like so many people in TNA. Who's been to jail? Now, is this Scott Hall?
Oh, wrong Scott. Scott Steiner.
Oh, what
the mangled English of I've been putting locked down is a pretty big clue.
The you see is the big clue for Scott Steiner. It's like you can hear the Scott Steiner, you see?
Right, Andrew, your third quote.
Which brings me to another rumor I want to address and put to bed right now. The rumor that I got lowballed in a contract offer. Well, that's not true at all. See, I was offered a very hefty sum to say exactly where I was. But the reason I came to TNA is the same reason why each and every one of you is in this arena right now. The same reason why everybody's watching Genesis live on pay-per-view. And that reason is that I love wrestling.
That be Christian Cage?
That is correct.
Okay.
I wonder, is that the original babyface I love wrestling promo? Have they all been ripping off Christian all this time?
Got here. We have Fred, your third quote.
Okay.
I've told Abyss that it's better to be used than useless. In fact, I'm using him right now. I've sent Abyss, Sting, to find you so you can face your accuser.
Was that Mitchell?
James Mitchell is correct. All right. Ed, time for your fourth quote.
To all you guys in the back that spent half your childhood sleeping with our dolls, I know it's going to be hard, but we're coming after you. We're taking over this place.
Is it Kevin Nash?
Kevin Nash is correct.
Really playing the hits there, Kev.
Andrew, quote number 4 for you.
More people are watching TNA now than ever before. And when it was time to pay the piper, what did I get? A locker room that smelled of elephant urine. Have you ever smelled elephant urine?
I'm going to go with, based on the biggest clue I can think of, I'm going to go with this Roddy Piper.
Oh, it's Booker T, actually.
Ah.
Okay, Fred, your fourth quote.
So sorry to burst your bubble, but unlike your ignorant American stereotype of British people, I am not a bowler hat wearing, tea sipping aristocrat. Crat, even. I've been watching too many Disney films. Nor, back to the quote, nor am I a lager swilling football hooligan with bad teeth. What I am is the modern-day gladiator.
I was really hoping that was actually all just part of the quote. is this Magnus?
Brutus Magnus is correct. Okay, Ed, your final quote.
But when you're locked inside this 6 sides of steel, keep the little sneakers at home, because I'm lacing up the leopard skin.
Oh, man, that's Mick Foley.
It is Mick Foley, cutting a promo on himself.
Yeah, technically, if we're being very technical, it's Cactus Jack cutting a promo to Mick Foley, but I think we'll allow it.
Yes.
That shit was really, really silly.
Okay, Andrew, your final quote.
I'm not here to be part of any group. I'm not here to be part of any clique. Frankly, I left that at my other job. I'm here to be on my own.
Let's say Sean Waltman.
It was D'Lo Brown, actually.
Ah.
Okay, and Fred, your final quote.
There's an old adage, Val, that, and that's never awake a sleeping giant. Well, boys, congratulations, because not only have you awakened the sleeping giant, but now you pissed me off.
Samoa Joe.
Matt Morgan, actually.
Oh. Andrew definitely would have gotten that one based on the names of entrance themes.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, so at the end of that round, Andrew with 13, Ed with 9, Fred with 7, as we head to our final game, the Sprint. I will ask each of you individually 10 fill-in-the-blank questions in a row. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. If you don't know an answer, please just guess. We do not go back. So, Fred, you're in third place right now. You get to go first. Are you ready?
Ready is a word we could use, sure.
Okay. TNA's longtime music producer was blank.
Oh, God. Was that Jimmy Hart?
Oh, it's Dale Oliver.
Oh, that's Fred, right. Yeah. You hurt me there. Come on.
Oh, man.
Please refer to all previous statements I made about not actually watching TNA.
Okay, blank ended Samoa Joe's unbeaten streak.
Kurt Angle.
Correct. Raven had a stable with Kazarian, Matt Bentley, and Johnny Devine called blank.
Was this Serotonin?
It was, correct. Abyss defeated Sting for the NWA title at Bound for Glory 2005 via blank.
Disqualification.
Correct. Dustin Rhodes appeared as a character called blank.
Black Rain.
Correct. After Chris Candido passed away, TNA allegedly sent Tammy Sitch a blank.
That would be a ham dinner.
Ham is correct. Notable Survivor heel Johnny Fairplay, in one of his rare appearances, was press slammed by NFL star blank.
Brian Urlacher.
Correct. Because Jeff Jarrett could not use his trademark guitar at Against All Odds 2005, at one point he pulled out a blank instead.
A cello.
Cello is correct. Blank notoriously reported pay-per-view buys up to 4 times higher than actual and was later sued by TNA.
Oh, God, I can't remember the name of the... It was their like, provider or consultant for pay-per-views. Can't remember the name of it. It's just, like... I'll just go with, like, Next Generation Entertainment or something generic like that.
Actually, Jay Hassman we were looking for.
Oh, okay, okay.
And your final question, at No Surrender 2006, Petey Williams was hampered in his match with Jay Lethal because he blanked.
Was that because he ate brownies laced with laxatives?
He consumed a laxative is correct.
Thank you, LOLTNA from Tamepedia, I think it is.
All right, so Fred, you had 8 correct answers in that round. You're up to 15. You're currently in the lead.
Hey.
All right, Ed, you're up next. Are you ready?
Very ready.
All right. The name Relic was always famously noted as being blank.
The killer spelled backwards.
Correct. TNA's kangaroo mascot was named blank.
Oh, fuck. I have no clue. I can't even think of anything.
Oh, it was Stomper.
Oh.
The Voodookin Mafia challenged DX to a fight at blank, but never showed up themselves.
The Alamo.
Alamo is correct.
See at the Alamo, Hickenbottom.
Daphne portrayed a character called the Governor based on blank.
Sarah Palin.
Correct. Heckman Jones won the TNA tag titles with blank.
Ron Killings.
Correct. Taylor Wilde caused some controversy when it came out while she was Knockouts champion. She needed a second job at blank.
Sunglass Hut.
Sunglass Hut is correct. At Destination X 2009, the Samoa Joe Scott Steiner match ended when blank.
Is that when he got kidnapped?
I'll give you credit. Joe dragged Steiner outside the building and reemerged with a machete.
Yes, he's going to cut him.
Just committed murder. Don't worry about it.
Sting looked into Abyss's history and discovered Biss did time in prison for blank.
He shot his mom.
Ooh, Garrett. His dad.
Well, you did have his childhood mom there in the first place, and I did correct you, so I now can't go back on it.
Yeah.
All right. Good for that. All right, Jeff Jarrett defeated Raven for the NWA title at a blank show.
The house show.
No, actually a Border City Wrestling show.
Oh, yeah, it was Scott D'Amore's. Oh, man.
And finally, during the Frank Trigg AJ Styles match at No Surrender 2008, some cable companies briefly aired blank.
I have no idea, but it's TNA. I'm going to guess it was porn.
Yeah, softcore pornography is correct. All right, so excellent round by you. You have 8 correct answers. That gives you 17. You are in the lead.
Ooh.
All right, so Andrew, break it down for you here. You need 4 to tie, 5 to win.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Here we go.
Okay. Okay, TNA's long-running B show was called blank.
Explosion.
Correct. All right, grappling great Cheeks' valet was known as blank.
It's passed. I don't know.
Oh, it's a brown-eyed girl. I can't believe you didn't know that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right. The Ultimate X match at Bound for Glory 2005 ended suddenly when blank.
The X fell down and Petey Williams caught it.
Correct. Survivor star blank participated in one of the worst matches of all time at Victory Road 2009.
That would be Jenna Maraska.
Correct. Blank appeared as the Punisher and wrestled one match with the promotion.
That would be Andrew Martin, a.k.a. Test.
Correct. Curryman, Sharkboy, and Super Eric were in a stable called blank.
The Prince Justice Brotherhood.
Correct. Former NBA star blank appeared with Three Life Crew on an Impact and never appeared again.
Charles Barkley? I don't know.
Oh, it's Dennis Rodman.
Oh, well, that makes sense, yeah.
All right, Spike TV aired a mini-movie where Kurt Angle went into a bar and blanked.
Beat people up.
Could you be a little more specific?
Gave an angle slam to someone through a table? I don't know.
Are we looking for he beat up actors imitating WWE stars?
Oh, okay.
All right, Lance Hoyt and Jimmy Rave teamed up as blank.
The Rock and Rave Infection.
You are correct somehow. And finally, WWE wrestler blank appeared on camera at a TNA show and was later fired from WWE.
That was it Robbie McAllister?
It was Robbie of the Highlanders. That's correct.
All right. It was Robbie or Rory. I guessed right. Good. Okay.
So Andrew, you had 7 correct answers. That gives you 20 points. You are the champion of today's 5-star match game.
3-time champion. Woo!
60% to that Subway sub.
Hey, I'm almost there, baby. Here we go.
Excellent. Excellent job by everyone involved, especially Garrett, who has a future in voiceover work, and if you ask me.
He's sat here and quietly judged everybody. Sometimes loudly judged everybody.
All right. Of course, as we know, I keep a tiebreaker in my back pocket just in case, which since I can never use it again, I like to use it for just throw it out there at the end of the show. So Ed and Fred, would you like to play the tiebreaker game?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. I will give you a question. You tell me the number you think is on that category. We'll explain it. Let's see. So from the shows, the promotion's opening show up to December 31st, 2009, they use the NWA tag titles and later the TNA tag titles. How many different title reigns were there in that time, in that 8 or so years? So if you held the titles twice, that counts as 2 reigns. How many total title reigns do you think there were? I have Ed's guess. And all right, Fred, you had a guess of 23. Ed, you had a guess of 41. The correct answer is 47. So Ed, you... up the tiebreaker. Confirm your second place finish. All right, so I want to thank you all for being on. This was a excellent, excellent episode. Big thanks to Garrett. Garrett, why don't you plug away? You have many a TNA thing going on right now. Why don't you hit us with some plugs?
If you're listening to this here show on this year Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network, if you'd like to listen to more TNA content, we have You've Got to Be Kidding Me. Me and my podcast co-host Liam, we are journeying through TNA history a month at a time, or all the way up to February 2003 at this stage. So head to You've Got to Be Kidding Me on, I don't know, just shove that into your podcast thing. It'll find it. You'll see a lovely logo with Don West's face on it. What more do you want in the world? Or if you just want to follow me, you can go to twitter.com/GarrettKidney. There you go. I mentioned Aristocats earlier. Me and my brother do a Disney podcast, which I did a review and hate Aristocats. So also look up Magic Fight. It's a terrible movie. Awful.
What?
It's like the faces and everything are melting. It's horrendous.
Oh my gosh.
But yes, Magic by Design podcast, magicbydesign.buzzsprout.com, I think is the URL for that. Anyway, that's I'm plugged out.
All right. Andrew, what do you have going on for us?
Well, much like Garrett, I also have a show on the VOW Podcast Network. It is Music of the Mat. It is a wrestling music podcast. We talk about, of course, wrestling music of all kinds. Comes out every other Tuesday on your favorite podcast app, pretty much. You can follow me on Twitter at Andrew T. Rich. The show is at Music of the Mat. And all my writings are at voicesofwrestling.com as well.
Excellent. All right. Ed, why don't you tell us about Pod Van Dam?
Pod Van Dam is a podcast where we go over the news in wrestling Twitter for that week. So it's taken a deep psychological toll on me over the last couple of years. So I'd appreciate you guys listening. It comes out every Wednesday. Just search Pod Van Dam's on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, wherever you get podcasts, really. And then one time I wrote an article for Voices of Wrestling where I reviewed Pro Wrestling Heat Up's YouTube show for the week. So go check that out.
All contributors here. How about that? And I will say the most recent episode, as we record, where everyone called in with wrestlers they hate, was tremendous listening. You weren't on that show. At least you were there in spirit, I'm sure.
Yeah, apparently I sent Jonah messages about every wrestler that somebody named, and I talked a lot of shit. I don't remember doing any of this, but apparently that happened.
Tremendous. All right. And Fred, what do you have going on these days?
I write occasionally for Voices of Wrestling, including I have like 3 Hall of Fame articles in the chamber just waiting for a ballot to be sent out, so it would be timely. You can follow me on Twitter at Flagrant Wrasslin, R-A-S-S-L-I-N. Thank you, character limits, for my completely inane thoughts.
Excellent. And let me add, the 5-Star Match Game is a proud member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Follow us on Twitter at 5-Star Match Game with the number 5. Email us at 5starmatchgame@gmail.com with 5 spelled out. If you'd like to make a one-time donation to the show, head to redcircle.com/5-star-match-game and hit the donation button. Thanks if you do, no worries if you don't. Our logo was designed by Rich Craich, and the show may be edited for entertainment purposes, and we will be back in no time in November with a show dedicated to Saturday night's main event. Don't you dare miss it. Thanks to all our guests. Thanks to Garrett. We will talk to you next time. Bye.